Find more State House coverage at sdpb.org.
South Dakota House of Representatives now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Howard Grenager from the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Leading us in our pledge is Paige Eric Bruner from Nisland.
Let us pray. Holy and almighty God, as we come to the close of this session, we are reminded how little in life we have control over. And so we must seek to do the best we can and entrust our work and our lives and our state into your care. In these closing days, we continue to pray for gifts of wisdom as we deal with all that is before us. Grant us listening ears, discerning minds, and then the wisdom and courage to act rightly. We pray that what we do in this place will bring blessing and not curse to the people that we seek to lead. Lord, we also come this day with thankful hearts for those who serve with us in this place and for all the employees who aid in our work. We are grateful for those back home who care about what we do in this place and for the substance they have offered us as we have wrestled with challenging issues. But most of all, we are thankful for the support of our family and friends who enable us to serve in this place. Now be with us in our work. Watch over all those who serve our country. Guide our president and governor. This we ask in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, call the roll, please.
Blake, Bowen, Boomgarten, Bruner, Berg, Carson, Cronin, Kurt, Cutler, Diedrich, Dennert, Dreyer, Elliott, Nengel, Spain, Fargen, Feichert, Feinstein, Ferrix, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironclaw, Jensen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Les, McLaughlin, Mongeau. They're here, Mr. Speaker. Well, we have a quorum then, Speaker.
We're all here, Karen. They're getting a little squirrely on the last days, Karen. I'm fearful for tomorrow. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully the reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 37th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted to Timothy A. Rabe, Chair.
All those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Speaker is going to announce an appointment of a committee. I have appointed Representatives Junkie, Cronin, and Ingalls. Junkie, Cronin, and Ingalls to meet with the Senate committee to figure out the differences on Senate Bill 106. I'm going to, on behalf of Representative Brian Gosch, welcome the current events class from the South Middle School with their teacher, Mrs., and I'm going to apologize, Duranilo. I'm getting a thumbs up. There we go. It's there. Welcome, you guys. They're in the back. Stand up so we can see you. There they are. Thank you guys for coming out to your state capitol today. Communications.
March 12, 2009, Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on March 11, 2009, I approved House Bills 1081, 1212, 1233, 1255, 1265, 1268, and 1275, and the same have been deposited in the office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, M. Michael Rounds, Governor.
Reports of conference committees.
Mr. Speaker, the conference committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1091 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon and recommends that the House do not concur with the Senate amendments to House Bill 1091 and do not appoint a new committee. Respectfully submitted, Timothy Rave, House Committee Chair, and Gene Hunhoff, Senate Committee Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered Senate Bill 80 and the amendments thereto made by the House and the disagreement of the two houses thereon and recommends that Senate Bill 80 be amended as follows. Respectfully submitted, Bob Fain, House Committee Chair, and Tom Hansen, Senate Committee Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has concurred in House amendments to Senate bills 3336, 5068, 7478, 144, 147, and 186. Respectfully, Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Sly moves that the House do not concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1241 and that no committee be appointed.
The Sly motion having been moved and seconded, are there any remarks? Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1241 was hoghoused in the Senate. I'm listed as a prime sponsor of House Bill 1241. However, I do not support the current bill. Please push green to confirm, do not concur, and do not appoint. Push green. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Any further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Sorensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. 1241 in its current form, I believe, is a bad bill. The proposed amendment is a reaction to a judicial decision involving a student with a disability out of disciplinary action. One lawyer thinks the decision is wrong, while another believes the judge got it right. The decision most likely will be appealed. The court system is the mechanism to resolve this, not amending existing law. Procedures for long-term suspension or expulsion of students with disabilities are complicated. Federal law and state administrative rules are very prescriptive regarding this area. The proposed amendment muddles a process that is already difficult to follow. This bill actually complicates due process rights for students. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, sir. Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question being on the Representative Sly motion that the House do not concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1241 and that no committee be appointed. This could be final action. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Kopp. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, nays 2.
The motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect, the motion is carried and no committee is appointed.
Representative Russell moves that House Concurrent Resolution 1020 be adopted.
The Russell motion having been moved and seconded, are there any remarks? Representative Russell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of the House. Under current consideration in the United States Congress is the Clean Water Restoration Act, which would dramatically expand the federal government's authority in all interstate and intrastate waters and their tributaries, including non-navigable rivers, which are currently under the control of state and local governments. This resolution opposes the Clean Water Restoration Act for its unprecedented usurping of state powers, and I'd ask that the legislature adopt this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question being on Representative Russell's motion that HCR 1020 be adopted. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 46, nays 22.
HCR 1020, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared adopted.
Representative Lederman moves that Senate Concurrent Resolution 10 be concurred in.
The Representative Lederman motion having been moved and seconded, are there any remarks? Representative Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Concurrent Resolution number 10 is a resolution supporting legislative efforts in other states addressing the need to provide for equine slaughter and processing in the United States. Currently, there are no horse processing facilities in operation in the U.S. We do have some states that are actually trying to get these going, North Dakota, Illinois, Montana. And the Council of State Governments in its 2007 and 2008 meetings passed resolutions in support of horse processing. I would hope that we get a favorable vote to show that the South Dakota legislature supports actions proposed by the state legislatures in North Dakota, Montana, Illinois, and other states to facilitate the resumption of equine processing and slaughter in the United States, and urges the Congress and the United States Department of Agriculture to reinstate USDA's inspection program for horse slaughter facilities and to lift restrictions on horse slaughter and processing activities and facilities in the United States. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Hearing none, question being on Representative Lederman's motion that SCR 10 be concurred in. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65, and not to be disrespectful, but there were three nays.
You've been waiting all year for that, haven't you?
Yeah. I finally got a vehicle.
You finally got a horse to ride there, didn't you?
I was.
SCR 10, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared concurred in.
Representative Fain moves that Senate Concurrent Resolution 11 be concurred in.
Representative Fain, motion having been moved and seconded. Are there any remarks? Representative Fain.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Concurrent Resolution 11 encourages the Environmental Protection Agency to authorize use of higher blends of ethanol in flex fuel vehicles. At this time, EPA has not approved a blend higher than 10% in flex fuel vehicles that we believe is limiting the growth of blender pumps along with higher blends of ethanol in sales across the country. So the resolution simply says that we ask the South Dakota legislature strongly supports and urges the prompt authorization and implementation by the U.S. EPA and other appropriate federal agencies of the use of higher levels of ethanol blends in non-flex fuel vehicles. We appreciate your yes vote on SCR 11. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Hearing none. Question being on Representative Fain's motion that SCR 11 be concurred in. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk can lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, nays 2.
SCR 11, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared concurred in.
Representative Fain moves that the House, no. We can't do that yet.
We'll hold on that one for a little bit.
Yeah, we will.
Consideration of reports of conference committees.
Representative Rausch moves that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 115 be adopted.
Representative Rausch, motion having been moved and seconded, are there any remarks? Representative Rausch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Conference Committee on Senate Bill 115 was, I thought, quite successful, and we've reached a nice compromise. We reinstated the original statute, and then in the original statute, the language stays the same, except for we negotiated on the percentage of the signatures required. We agreed to change that to 20% instead of 30. And then on the an amendment we added was we put on any charitable, benevolent, or religious society that owns any agriculture land was also considered to be exempt from that list. So we some of those, like cemeteries and things like that, that it's really hard to find out who's got the right to sign, and we took those off. It came out of committee 6-0. I think it's a lot cleaner bill. It simplifies the process just a little, but not too much, and it was unanimous out of committee, so I would ask for your favorable support.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Hearing none. Question being on the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 115 be adopted. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 62, nays 6.
The Rausch motion to adopt the report having received a majority vote of the members elect is hereby declared adopted. Carolyn says I need to announce these things, so listen up. Conference Committee on Senate Bill 117, which is Tiedemann, Putnam, and Berg, meeting today at noon, 4:13. Representative Putnam, Tiedemann, Berg, noon, today, 4:13. House Bill 1254, Conference, Rave, Fain, Hunhoff, Rave Fain Hunhoff, 11 o'clock today, room 413. 1079, Cutler, Turbeville, and Gibson. Today, 1:30, 413, Cutler, Turbeville, Gibson. Cutler, Representative Cutler's busy today. Lust and Kirschman today at 11, LCR 2. Cutler, Lust, Kirschman, that's on 1153. And the last one I have is 106. That's today, Junkie, Cronin, and Ingalls at 11 o'clock, 413. Junkie, Cronin, Ingalls, 11 o'clock, 413. And the last one, Senate Bill 72 that just came over, that is Rave, Curd, and Hunhoff, today at 2:30 in 413. Rave, Curd, Hunhoff, today on Senate Bill 72, 2:30, 413. Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We thought we got the communication to the front desk. I believe Senate Bill 106 is at 11:30 in 413. Just for the committee members' knowledge, I think Senator Garnas was over. Am I getting a nod or not a nod? But I believe it's 11:30 and 4:13 on 106, because 4:13 is tied up with 1254 and 11. Let me know for sure, but I believe it was 11:30.
You are correct, sir. You have 11 o'clock there with Fain, Rave, Hunhoff, and 11 o'clock. So we'll plan on 11:30. That is Junkie, Cronin, Ingalls, 11:30 and 4:13. Thank you. Representative Fain.
Mr. Speaker, I have an announcement, if that's proper at this time. Two of them, in fact.
It is, sir.
First announcement is that tonight is the 35th annual lobbyist party, 7 p.m. on the third floor of the King's Inn. All legislators are invited and encouraged to attend, and for those of you who have not been to one of these before, this is where the lobbyists show us their interpretation of the 2009 legislative session. So that is tonight, 7 p.m. on the third floor of the King's Inn. Also, my other announcement is House Republican Caucus at 12:30 this afternoon. 12:30, House Republican Caucus, room 412.
If you could be just at ease for just a minute, please. Seeing no objection, we're going to revert to order of business number 7, messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has approved Senate Bill 132 as recommended by the governor pursuant to Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota for changes as to style and form. We hereby request your favorable consideration in approving the recommendation of the governor. Respectfully, Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Any further announcements? Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Democrats will caucus at 12:30 in appropriations. Thank you.
Democrat caucus, 12:30. Thank you, sir. Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Joint Appropriations Committee will go back into session at 1:30, looking at the amendments at that time. Thank you.
Thank you. Stand by just for a minute, please. We're waiting for someone for just a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, just be at ease. I'll bring you back to order here in just a second. Going to continue with some messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has passed House Bill 1197, the veto's governor notwithstanding. Respectfully, Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Applause is not in order. Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Ms. Melmer, would you come up here, please? Up here, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this young lady is going to be leaving us after this year, and I'm going to read a commemoration that we put together for her, and then we're going to recognize her for her years of service taking care of our pages. a legislative commemoration honoring Valerie Melmer for her outstanding commitment and service to the South Dakota Legislative PAGE program and the youth of South Dakota. Whereas Valerie has faithfully served as the PAGE advisor for the South Dakota Legislature for 5 years and has approached the job with passion and courage throughout good times and bad. Whereas Valerie's exceptional performance as PAGE advisor has earned her the utmost respect of the hundreds of PAGEs she has impacted throughout her time working in the legislature and of the members of the legislature who served during her tenure. And whereas, when not serving the state of South Dakota as PAGE advisor, Valerie stays active in the community as a member of the Women's Prison Ministry, Women's Book Club, and as an energetic member of her church. Now, therefore, be it commemorated by the 84th legislature of the state of South Dakota that Valerie Melmer be recognized for her 5 years of exceptional dedication to the Legislative PAGE program. Valerie, I know the leaders of both parties would like to say a few words, and then I'll say a few words, and then we're going to recognize you. Representative Fain.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to echo those remarks. You know, our body has been, our legislature and our state has been fortunate to have such a willing and dependable, as we refer to her often as the PAGE mom. We've been fortunate to have her here for 5 years, but I'm also fortunate that my community was blessed with her contributions for several years prior to that, as Val and her husband were residents of Watertown until the governor stole our superintendent and made him Department of Education secretary. So I not only thank you, Val, for your service to your state here in the legislature, but thank you for all you've done for the community I come from as well, and good luck in the future. Thanks so much.
Representative Hunhoff.
Mr. Speaker, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate this opportunity. I really have always felt that maybe one of the tougher jobs in the legislature is managing the pages. I would compare it maybe to managing the New York Yankees. I mean, you're always bringing in these new people and trying to mold them, and every 2 weeks it's even tougher. She could work for George Steinbrenner. And I know she's done a wonderful job, and the evidence is in the pages because they do a wonderful job for us, and we're proud of Val and proud of the pages. And I will say this, Watertown's loss and Pierre's loss will be the Banana Belt's gain, because she's coming down to Yankton Vermilion, and I know she'll put her talents to good use down in our corner of the state. So welcome, Val, down to the Banana Belt. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
And Valerie, I just want to personally thank you. I think this PAGE program is one of the most outstanding programs we have in the state. In fact, I have living proof of how exceptional the program is. My intern was a PAGE here, and the impact that this program made on her and the friends that she still has, you couldn't do a better job, and I just want to personally thank you for all of your hard work and dedication. Thank you.
Okay.
That was nice. I appreciate that very much. But I just want to say the impact on Valerie Melmer has been amazing. And it's come from you folks and watching you do the work, and especially from the kids. And I wish every one of the little cuties could be up here with me, because that's been the best part about this job, is working with the kids. And, you know, sometimes in life you find that one thing that really fits. This really fit for me, and I've just loved it. And I could do it for 25 years, but Vermilion's calling me, and off I will go. And it'll be better, because I'll be back with Rick. But thank you very much for all the kind words. I've loved it. It's in good hands. It's going to go on from here, isn't it, Jim? It's going to go on from here, and that's good. I'm excited about that. So thank you for the work you do. Like I tell the kids, we love to do the little things, so you all do the big things. Thanks to all the staff, LRC, everybody in here. You can't fail because you're with great people. You just can't fail because everybody wants you to succeed. It's been awesome for me, and I will miss it lots, but I'll be back and say hi.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your indulgence. Thank you again, Val. Any further announcements? Representative Fain.
Mr. Speaker, I would move that the House be in recess until 1 p.m.
All those in favor of the Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are in recess. See you at 1 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. House, come back to order. Speaker announces he has appointed Representatives Noem, Lust, and Fargin as a committee on three to meet with the Senate to work out the differences on Senate Bill 42. Noem, Lust, and Fargin. I'm going to get it right yet, Representative Fargin. Consideration of executive vetoes and recommendations.
The House will proceed to the consideration of the recommendation of the Governor as to change of style and form of Senate Bill 132 as provided in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
Question being on, shall the recommendation of the Governor as to change of style and form on Senate Bill 132 be approved? Are there any remarks? Representative Boland.
Mr. Speaker and members of the body, I would just, this is Senate Bill 132. It was passed through this body on consent. It was passed unanimously by a Senate committee. It was passed with one dissenting vote in the Senate. It was passed unanimously by the House Education Committee. Received, again, a 70-0 vote in the with this body, again, going through on consent. I would strongly urge you to agree with the governor on this. There's a misplaced comma. Because of that, he has issued a style and form veto. And so we really want you to vote green on this bill. And lastly, very briefly, I would just like to emphasize that this bill has absolutely nothing to do with William Jennings Bryan, the Cross of Gold speech, my novel concept of reverse class warfare, or my good friends, the Stevens family, who live at 202 Victor Street in North Sioux City. Thank you very much. Please go green on this bill.
I think you had him till the end there, Representative Boland. Any further remarks? All right, ladies and gentlemen, our first style and form veto. If you want the change, if you want the comma to go into the bill, you have to vote yes. So the governor's veto is implemented. Okay? If you want the comma, vote yes. If you're okay without the comma, I guess you can vote no. But if you want the governor's veto to stand, in this case, which adds the comma, you need to vote green. Okay? And it's only a simple majority, as this is not a veto. This is a style and form veto. Are we ready to go? Question being on, shall the recommendation of the governor as to change of style and form of Senate Bill 132 be approved? All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Clerk will unlock the voting machine. Member shall proceed to vote. Representative Ingalls.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of myself and Speaker Rave and Representative Peters and Sorensen, we have a group from the West Central High School and their teacher, Joanne Bowl, in the gallery up here, and please welcome them.
Welcome. Thank you guys for coming up to the Capitol today. And just excuse them.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65, nays 1.
The question having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect, Speaker declares the recommendation of the governor to the change of style and veto approved. Apparently somebody wanted to keep that comma out. Reports of conference committees.
Mr. Speaker, the conference committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1153 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that House Bill 1153 be amended as follows. Respectfully submitted, Joni Cutler, House Committee Chair, and Larry Roden, Senate Committee Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, the conference committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1254 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that House Bill 1254 be amended as follows. Respectfully submitted, Bob Fain, House Committee Chair, and Dave Knutson, Senate Committee Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered Senate Bill 106 and the amendments thereto made by the House and the disagreement of the two Houses thereon and recommends that the Senate do concur with the House amendments. Respectfully submitted, Kent Junkie, House Committee Chair, and Cooper Garnas, Senate Committee Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the conference committees on Senate Bill 80 and 115. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has failed to concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 42 and has appointed Senators Tom Hansen, Gant, and Peterson as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to adjust the differences. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Concurrent Resolution 1018, in which the Senate has concurred. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has failed to concur in House Concurrent Resolution 1019. Respectfully, Trudy Evanstead, Secretary. Representative Rave moves that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1091 be adopted.
Are there any remarks? Representative Rave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I appreciate all your help and assistance in getting the social work bills moved back and forth across chambers, and I believe it's going to be worked out in the general appropriation process, and I appreciate your support. We did end up tabling this particular vehicle, and we're moving forward at this time. So I thank you for your support, and I just ask you to adopt this committee report. Thank you.
Any further remarks? This will be final action on this bill, so we'll have a roll call vote. All those in favor of the Rave motion to adopt the conference committee report will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Elliott and Hunhoff. Representative Hunhoff.
Hunhoff, both sides.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66.
The Rave motion to accept the conference committee report, having received the majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared adopted.
Representative Fain moves that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 80 be adopted.
Having been moved and seconded, comments on that motion. Representative Fain.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would urge the body to please vote yes to adopt the report of the committee. This is the annual Cutler-Gabriel Amendment that makes the adjustment to keep the state's level of contribution to the K-12 fund the same as it was last year, and to keep the local effort the same as last year. The levies are adjusted each year, and that's what we've done in the conference committee. I'd urge the body to vote yes on Senate Bill 80. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Dennert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. I think I'm one of two legislators that, well, three, but Representative Putnam is not here, about three legislators that was here when the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment came forward. As I was part of that, and this adjustment's made annually, I had some concern about the mill levy. The adjustments were fine as far as the percentage change in the adjustments. My concern was in the fact that in January, they notified us that they were looking at a 5% inflationary increase in all assessed values of all property in South Dakota. When I applied the mill levy that they came up with, it appeared to me that they were looking at an increased assessed valuation of about 1.5% to 2%, which I thought sounded a little severe. And for your information, I think about every 1% change in the inflationary assessed value raises about $1.2 million for the state, or takes away, whichever way you go. I had a strong visit with our speaker. I had a good visit with a senator from out West River that served on this conference committee. And then I met with Mr. Dilges from BF&M and voiced my concerns. I still have concerns that this mill levy decrease isn't quite where it should be, because I would predict that we would see a higher inflationary rate in the assessed value of all property in South Dakota in the next year. I stand by that prediction, because knowing that Senate Bill 3 passed, and ag land will start out revenue neutral in assessed value, but I've been told, like in Aberdeen, that our director had to raise houses just to stay current from, you know, 8 to 12%, maybe higher in some cases. So I do not look at our owner-occupied commercial to hit too stagnant of ground. Only hindsight will tell us for sure, but I guess I'm not going to twist your arm to support the conference committee report. I'm going to support it, but I have some concerns with the numbers and on the assessed value increase for the next year. But thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for the process.
Thank you, Representative, for those remarks. Any further remarks on the Fain motion to adopt Senate Bill 80? Hearing none. Question being on Representative Fain motion that we adopt the report of the conference committee on Senate Bill 80. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. While we're voting, ladies and gentlemen, again, it's cookie day. Cookies out for us all from the spouses, the Capital Club. So I can't, Representative Hunt, are they out here? Or I saw some out in the speaker's lobby. Are they out here too? Okay, so cookies all over. Please eat them up. Thank you.
Representatives Dennard and Turberville. Representative Turberville.
It's probably his nap time, Karen. He's turning off his cell phone, Karen said. And he was. Look at that.
They've all voted, Speaker.
Clerk will please display the vote.
There were 66 yeas.
It's falling apart, Karen. Senate Bill 80, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared adopted. I've just been informed that's all we have. Oh, wait a minute. We have two reports that just came in. Hold on, we'll read them.
Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1281 and the amendments thereto by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that House Bill 1281 be amended as follows. Respectfully submitted, Mark Kirkaby, House Committee Chair, and Mike Valley, Senate Committee Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered Senate Bill 117 and the amendments thereto made by the House and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that Senate Bill 117 be amended as follows. Respectfully submitted, Larry Tiedemann, House Committee Chair, and Dave Knutson, Senate Committee Chair.
Any announcements? I am going to read a couple of announcements in quick, Representative Fain, and then I'll come to you. All right. We, ladies and gentlemen, have a 1:30 conference committee on Senate Bill 1079. That's Cutler, Turbeville, and Gibson. That's in room 413 in about 10 minutes, 5 minutes. We have a 2:30 conference committee on Senate Bill 72. That's Rave, Curd, and Hunhoff. 2:30, 413, Rave, Curd, Hunhoff. There's a 3 p.m. conference committee on 153. That's Cutler, Dreyer, and Nygaard. Cutler, Dreyer, Nygaard, 3 p.m., LCR conference room, today on 153. 3 o'clock, LCR conference room, 3 o'clock. Any further announcements? Representative Fain.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House be in recess until 3:30 this afternoon.
All those in favor of the Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are in recess. South Dakota House will come back to order. Before we start, I'm going to welcome the Wall 8th grade class with Mrs. Williams, their teacher. Wherever you are, Wall, please stand up and let's welcome you. Hey, welcome. See, we got some nice ties over here. Good looking. All right. Go ahead, Karen. Reports of conference committees.
Mr. Speaker, the conference committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1079 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that House Bill 1079 be amended as follows. Respectfully submitted, Joni Cutler, House Committee Chair, and Mike Valley, Senate Committee Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, the conference committee respectfully reports that it has considered Senate Bill 72 and the amendments thereto made by the House and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that the Senate do not concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 72 and do not appoint a new committee. Respectfully submitted, Timothy Rave, House Committee Chair, and Bob Gray, Senate Committee Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the conference committees on 1079, 1091, 1153, and 1254, and they have adopted the conference committee reports on Senate Bills 72, 106, and 117. Respectfully, Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Consideration of reports of conference committees.
Representative Lust moves that the report of the conference committee on House Bill 1153 be adopted.
The Lust motion having been moved and seconded, are there any remarks? Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1153 has gone on a tortured path. It had a companion in the Senate. Well, I shouldn't say companion, a similar bill. The two have now essentially come into one. We've decided to, the committee decided to adopt essentially the crime of private indecent exposure, which should address some of the concerns that were, that had arisen in certain private homes regarding private contractors such as plumbers. And this bill now, as it comes out of the conference committee, is in a form to address that concern in a fairly narrow manner, in a probably more appropriate manner than either of the two individual bills did. So I would encourage you to vote to adopt the conference committee report. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on the Lust motion to adopt?
I changed it to...
Hearing none. Question being on Representative Lust's motion that the report of the conference committee on House Bill 1153 be adopted. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will conduct voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Representative Rompkema. Granted, sir.
After yesterday hearing about South Dakota State University and the dairy farmer and their basketball team winning and their illegal flag that was out of order, I wish to report to you that Yellow Jackets from Black Hills State University, Division II NAIA, both the men and the women have won their respective basketball games over Southern Oregon and California State University. Go Yellow Jackets!
And congratulations to both of them. Have we got a few people gone, Karen?
Representatives Kurd, Cutler, Dreyer, Nygaard, and Roush.
Yeah.
Representative Berg, you can vote now from your desk. Representative Berg, thank you. Excuse me. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 62, nays 1.
The motion having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect, Speaker declares the motion carried and the report so adopted.
Representative Fain moves that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1254 be adopted.
The Fain motion having been moved and seconded, are there any remarks? Representative Fain.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1254, as you might recall, left here saying simply two words, enhance education. The conference committee has adopted an amendment to that basically allows schools to have flexibility in their fund balances for the next few years. As you may recall, there are rules in place where if a school's fund balance exceeds a certain level at the end of their fiscal year, there could be some fairly substantial penalties involved with carrying over too large of a fund balance. They will not necessarily have control of when the stimulus money comes in and out of their budgets. So we have come up with a special amendment that would allow them to keep the stimulus money separate. And if, in fact, it ends up carrying over into their fund balances and making them too large at the end of the fiscal year, their penalties would be waived for the remainder of the time that they would be dealing with stimulus money. So it's just a vehicle to help the school districts manage the stimulus money that they'll receive directly more efficiently. So I would encourage you to please adopt the report of the Committee on House Bill 1254. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, sir. Any further remarks? Representative Dunner.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I totally concur with the previous speaker. We did somewhat similar to this same situation with the opt-out money as schools went forward on opt-out that it does not charge against their budget reserves. So I think this is a very important piece of legislation as they not get hooked up in a penalty with an over-percentage budget reserve account. And I would approve or encourage your support of this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any further remarks? Hearing none. Question being on the Representative Fain motion that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1254 be adopted. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Representative Sorensen.
Personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
As we're all talking about our alma maters, there was once a college called Sioux Falls College when I attended there. When Todd Schleckaway attended there as a basketball player, they were now the University of Sioux Falls Cougars. Having won a national championship in football this year, being undefeated, we're sure proud of them. Aren't we the good representative from Lincoln and Sioux Falls? And also, we might remind you that they won their first game in the national tournament, going in after a few losses, knocked off a highly ranked team, and are doing very well in the national tournament. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations to them.
Representatives Ironcloud, Lederman, and Schleckaway.
He was still thinking about the University of Sioux Falls, Karen.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 63.
The Fain motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect, the Speaker declares the report adopted.
Representative Kirkaby moves that the House do not adopt the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1281 and do not appoint a new committee.
Kirkaby motion having been moved and seconded. Are there any remarks? Representative Kirkaby.
Mr. Speaker, no, I think the red letters speak for themselves. This is not the time. I would encourage this body to allow me to graciously fall on this sword, and I look forward to next year.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on the Kirkaby motion to not concur and not appoint? Hearing none, question being on Representative Kirkaby's motion that the House do not concur and not appoint a new committee on House Bill 1281. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 50, nays 13.
So the Kirkaby motion, having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the membership elect, the Speaker declares the motion carried, the report not adopted, and no new committee appointed.
Representative Junkie moves that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 106 be adopted.
The Representative Junkie motion having been moved and seconded. Are there any remarks? Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We moved Senate Bill 106, which, if you remember, Monday I hoghoused here on the House floor to appropriate money, 1.710171 for the sparse school districts, the 23 school districts that I had distributed to your desk. We took it to conference committee. There was an amendment that was attempted to, again, a similar one to what we saw Monday on the House floor. It failed on a 3-3 vote, and so we are back to Senate Bill 106 in a hoghouse form, where it's about three-quarters loaf, a cap of $123,750, and basically what I referred to as three-quarters loaf, where we came in with none. So it's in the form that you had on Monday, and I'll stand by for questions, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on the Junkie motion? Representative Cronin.
Well, I'd like to say that if the former Speaker ever wants to change his jobs, I think he'd make a good baker, because he does like to talk about loaves quite a bit. I'm going to support this. I kind of liken it to going to McDonald's. You only buy the You only go through the dollar menu when you don't have $5 to buy the full meal deal. So we had our good discussion today, and I think everybody's kind of come down to the conclusion that this is pretty much all we're going to get. So I would encourage the body to adopt this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on the junkie motion? To Representative Russell.
Question for the sponsor.
State your question, sir.
The representative from Lyman County, is it not true that just within the last 3 to 4 years that the average, the maximum amount allowed under this legislation for sparsity was $250,000?
Representative Junkie, do you wish to answer that question, sir?
Yes, I would, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
Yes, I think what you're saying is right. This took 3 years in the making to get sparsity through. It was actually was capped at $250,000. Mostly the discussion that was been centered around this year was talking $75,000 per district for transportation that entered in it. But actually, it's more than that. It's still very small by necessity because there's no other schools that are legitimate for them to cooperate or consolidate with. So they went from 250. The previous what 106 Senate Bill 106 will do with what we had last year was $165,000 cap, which seven schools qualified for the cap. Now we are lowering them down to 123,750. So it's a road I do not like to go down. I mean, I've said that repeatedly on here. Next year is another fight, and I'll put you on notice that we all are coming back, and I will, if economic conditions warrant, I think we need to be looking at going to, I'd say 175 to 190 and raising that cap back up and also going for more than the 1.7. But this, we actually came into this year with zero, and now we're at 1.71, so I appreciate the support I've had, and it's been a learning experience. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, sir. Representative Russell, you still have the floor, sir.
Follow-up question.
State your question, sir.
So we've had an over 50% cut to the small, isolated rural schools of this state in the last 5 years. Is that correct?
Representative Junkie, do you wish to answer that question, sir?
Yes, and the good representative from District 30 is making a good point. But actually, we have scaled the qualifications down where there's, you know, really it was a work in progress. We lowered the square miles. Well, the student numbers stayed pretty much, but we're trying to focus on those schools that are small by necessity, isolated. And so actually the first cap was taken in a bigger umbrella, if you want to call that, and now we have focused it down more.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Russell, you still have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. My concern is that the smallest schools of this state appear to me, and I've only been here for, this is my first year, but it appears to me that there's kind of a war on the smallest school of the state. A 50% cut in this program in the last 3 to 5 years, I think is well more than should be placed onto these small, isolated rural schools that simply cannot make it up in the economies of scale from their tax base. A lot of these school districts have a lot of Indian reservation land contained in them, and therefore they can't tax those lands on Standing Rock Indian Reservation and some of these other areas. So I'm going to support it. I sat in on the conference committee. But I am concerned, and frankly, I'm a little bit ashamed of the fact that the state of South Dakota continues to take the ability of these small areas that cannot consolidate and continue to wage a war on the smallest districts of the state. And I think that the body needs to take that into consideration as we move forward, and hopefully next year we can correct some of the problems that I think have been created, and in some cases deliberately, for our smallest communities in western South Dakota. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Representative Berg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I share the same sentiment with all the speakers that have spoken so far. I don't think this is exactly what we want, but it is part of what we need. It's only on one of the programs. I think we were able to get 3% for the school districts this year. And so this is the best we're going to do now, and I think it's time to move on and pass this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Hearing none. Question being on Representative Junkie's motion that the report of the conference committee on Senate Bill 106 be adopted. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Two-thirds. Two-thirds on the spender. Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I today am honored.
Would you like a personal privilege, sir?
I would love a personal privilege, sir.
Granted.
Can I start all over again? Personal privilege, Speaker.
Granted, sir.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
I'm not sleeping today. I'm wide awake. I am honored today to be able to introduce to you a senior at SDSU who will graduate next Christmas, my son, Austin Hoffman.
Welcome. Thanks for coming down today.
Representatives Putnam and Tiedemann. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 61, nays 5.
The junkie motion having received a two-thirds majority vote in the members-elect, Speaker declares the motion carried and the report so adopted.
Representative Tiedemann moves that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 117 be adopted.
The Tiedemann motion having been moved and seconded, are there any remarks? Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You're looking really dapper today.
Thank you, sir. You as well.
Yeah, thank you. The Conference Committee met on Senate Bill 117, the amended version that we passed out of here. We came out of there in support that this is what is needed so that the state of South Dakota, one, can accept the dollars from the federal partner, two, that we have the oversight committee in place, the appropriations committee. This is the amendment that was put on that bill, put together by our fine friends from across the aisle, Representative Berg and Dennard, as well as Bureau of Finance and Management, the Auditor General, and the Legislative Research Council. This is true compromise come together, and I urge the adoption of this concurrence. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any further remarks? Hearing none. Question being on Representative Tiedemann's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 117 be adopted. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Peters. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64, nays 1.
The Tiedemann motion having received a majority vote in the members-elect, the Speaker declares the motion carried and the report so adopted.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention just for a second, if I could ask you to stay, be at ease for just a minute. We're waiting to decide if we have to receive some more conference committee reports yet today. So be at ease just for a minute, please. Carolyn just informed me we have a meeting right now, room 499, Gnome Lust Fargin. Gnome Lust Fargin, right now, 499, Senate Bill 42. Well, there's another. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll finish up here today. Thank you for your patience. There being no objection, the House revert to order business number 6, reports of conference committees.
Mr. Speaker, the conference committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1237 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that House Bill 1237 be amended as follows. Respectfully submitted, J.E. Putnam, House Committee Chair, and Jeff Haverly, Senate Committee Chair.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Fain moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 10 a.m. Friday, March 13th, the 39th legislative day.
All those in favor of the Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Announcements. Any announcements? Representative Fain. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Republican Caucus will meet tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. tomorrow, House Republican Caucus.
Republican Caucus, 9 o'clock in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. Further announcements, Representative Tiedemann.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, Joint Committee on Appropriations will go back in at 4:30. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. 4:30, appropriations, going back to work. Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Democrats will caucus at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning also. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Democrat Caucus, 9 o'clock in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. Any further announcements? Ladies and gentlemen, you can go about your business. I have a few acts to sign. Representative Turbeville, guess where you get to stay, sir? You and your cell phone, sir, have to stay right there. That's good. Speaker signing an act to increase the license fees for coin-operated washers and dryers, to increase the brand registration fees on certain alcoholic beverages, to increase fees for certain malt beverage and wine license, and revise the distribution of certain malt beverage and wine license fees. Speaker is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the mortgage lender business to provide for fees and penalties here too. Speaker is signing an act to increase the gross receipts tax imposed on visitor-related businesses. Speaker is signing an act to provide for excusing certain elderly persons from jury duty upon request.
Speaker, signing an act to leverage public investments in higher education facilities and grant programs with private monies to authorize the Board of Regents and South Dakota Building Authority contract construction of Higher Education Center West River to fund certain post-secondary education grant programs to authorize the use of higher education facilities funds to construct the new dairy manufacturing plant at South Dakota State University in Brookings and make an appropriation therefore. Speaker, signing an act to create South Dakota Boxing Commission and provide for the supervision of boxing, kickboxing, and mixed martial arts competitions, sparring exhibitions in the state. No applause. An act to create reduced ignition propensity standards for cigarettes to authorize state fire marshal and monitor such standards and provide penalties therefore. Speaker, signing an act to provide for additional responsibilities, agricultural land assessment implementation, oversight and advisory task force. An act to revise certain provisions regarding permission to carry a concealed pistol and to repeal certain requirements concerning applications to purchase a pistol. Speaker, signing an act to revise certain drug registration fees and license fees related to healthcare facilities. Speaker, is signing an act to establish certain immunity for volunteers in the statewide emergency registry of volunteers South Dakota program. Speaker, signing an act to revise general appropriations act for fiscal year 2009. Speaker is signing. An act to authorize the establishment operation control of research parks on state land in Sioux Falls. Speaker signing. An act to direct the Office of the Attorney General to study the creation of a state medical examiner system. Speaker signing. An act to provide for a plan to be presented to the legislature regarding the need for additional drug courts and certain other correctional institutions issues. Speaker signing an act to revise property tax levies for the general fund of a school district. Speaker signing an act to revise certain provisions related to the initiation and modifications to county comprehensive plans. Speaker is signing an act to require certain contracts to be retained in the contract's original format and made available to a publicly accessible internet website or database. Speaker is signing an act to provide for public access to public records, to provide certain exemptions, and to provide for judicial remedies for noncompliance. Speaker is signing an act to provide for the authorization of certain private nonprofit benevolent organizations to assist in funding certain school curricula, activities, and programs. Speaker signing an act to require the terms of certain easements or options to accommodate other easements for wind or essential services. And the Speaker is signing an act to provide for the imposition of a late payment fee for certain chronically delinquent child support obligations. Any further announcements? Hearing none, Representative Turbeville.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are adjourned.